Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good evening, goblins, gooblins, and all you mooblins as well.
Yeah.
Tis I.
What's up?
You know,
that's
just
Chris.
That's me. I'm Chris, but who dis?
I'm still Gavin. I'm still allegedly a gooblin.
Yeah.
Even though I think that's a racial slur, but that's our word.
Yeah, it's our word, yeah. Your word, rather.
I gave you a gooblin pass.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Why, thank you for giving me that off screen. Very much appreciate the permission to use that word, my friend.
No worries.
So how have you been this fine eve?
I've been good. Hanging out. Got some Xbox games in the mail.
Oh, damn, son.
So I've been playing those.
What do you got in there? What are we talking about?
I got the Halo.
Oh, a Halo. Which one is that? Halo Reach, the new one?
Yeah.
What's the new one called? Halo whatever?
The most recent one that I've been playing is Halo Reach. But yeah, what about you, man?
I'm just chilling, man. Like that PE I was telling you about. I got my results, and I didn't quite pass. So I'm going to have to take it again at some point, unfortunately.
You didn't pee in the right place?
I didn't pee in the right spot, exactly. They were expecting me to pee in the toilet. I was doing all these flips and tricks and fucking hoop rings and shit, and I made a fucking mess, man.
So basically, they're just not ready for it, you know?
Right, yeah. I was introducing them to some concepts that they weren't quite in line with. They're stoic, not stoic. Your fucking Luddite ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I dropped the upper decker as well.
Yeah.
Dropped the upper decker as well, so that was an instant F right there.
I'm telling you, man, like, that's the mean-spirited one. That's gonna get you. You just turn to the proctor and start doing that?
If I did that mid-test, oh my god.
Yeah, it explains it.
Okay, I have a funny idea for a skit, alright?
Let's go. Shoot it.
Are you familiar with the show Bob's Burgers?
Roughly.
Okay, so you know some of the characters' names and vaguely what they sound like.
Bob, right?
Okay, okay, for this skit, I'm gonna be Bob, and you're gonna be, like, some other characters, I guess?
So, I don't know the other characters. I think I'm just gonna do a Marge Simpson voice,
that
and
works.
Hopefully that sticks.
You can be the wife, you could just do Marge, that'd be so fucking funny. Let's hear your Marge.
Oh, Bobby.
That is exactly it. That's perfect.
All right, let's fucking go.
Yeah, grilling these burgers. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, oh, what if I just...
Oh, Bob.
Oh, oh.
Bob, it's me, your wife.
Linda. Linda, what are you doing in the kitchen?
Linda Marge Simpson.
Linda, I was just grilling the burgers because, yes, I work at a burger restaurant, so I'm cooking them. Anyway.
You gotta sell the burger joint, Bob, because we're switching a whole lifestyle around, Mr. formerly known as Burgers. We're switching over to Baba Booey's.
Baba Booey.
Did I get it? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Oh, hey, Bobby. It's me, your neighbor, Teddy.
Oh, hey, Teddy. It's me, Bob, from Bob's Burgers. Yes, I was just grilling up the burger of the day, the Baba Booey burger.
Wow, Bob, you're really obsessed with that Baba Booey meme lately, huh?
Well, yeah, yeah,
this is the dumbest shit of all time.
I have no idea what's happening. I don't have a script.
I don't either.
Okay, hey.
Oh, yeah, he's been making the Baba Booey's by the dozen. You know, you can buy a baker's dozen of Baba Booey's It's a burger?
Is it a burger?
It's the Baba Booey burger. I grilled it up, and then I give it a little Baba Booey, and then I give it to you, and that was the Baba Booey burger.
Yeah, but what's the Baba Booey? I saw it on the Instagram. I don't know what the Baba Booey is.
Allow me to mansplain you real quick. Baba Booey is a classic Howard Stern bit, you see. Back in the day, he had his buddy on, and his name was Baba Booey. They call him that because he said it one time really funny.
But why is there cinnamon and mustard powder in it?
That's just the extra flavor, Linda. That's the Baba Booey.
Is that Howard Stern?
Hi there, guys. It's me, Howard Stern.
I don't know what Howard Stern sounds like.
I imagine he sounds kind of stern.
Yippee-ki-yay, I'm Howard Stern.
It's too cool. He can't be like that. He's on mainstream TV. You're not allowed to...
Let's hear yours.
Hello, I'm Howard Stern.
Oh, Howard Stern, it's an honor to have you in my restaurant. Would you care for the Baba Booey burger?
Oh, yes. That reminds me of the time that I had What's-His-Face on the show that I, Howard Stern, run. I had this man, and he was covered in cinnamon and mustard powder.
And then he said Baba Booey, right. Yeah, that was the funniest fucking shit I ever heard. Oh my god.
That's true. I was there. I'm Howard Stern.
I'm a huge fan, Mr. Stern. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
Okay, this went off the rails.
I have no idea what's happening.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's just move on. That was skit number one.
All right. Okay.
So what have you been doing any new activities as of late, my friend?
Hanging out. I was doing a little bit of writing for a game that I'm working on, RPG, just World War II setting.
Oh, hell yeah.
So a lot of research involved in that. It's kind of fun.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah, man.
So how far along are you in the development process? Like if you had like a timeline?
I don't have a timeline. I'm just doing it. I mean, you know, the main mechanics I think are all worked out. It's not totally from scratch. It's basing off of a existing thing with an open license.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
you're just building on top of that.
Yeah. It'll get there. It should be really fun when it does.
Yeah, I've been working at the office as well, and that was about it.
Yeah, that's just how it is. You just kind of work, and then you get money, and then you spend it on drugs, and then you're back to work.
Right.
That's it. That's all there is.
Medicine, rather. I got the medicinal card.
Yeah, speaking of medicine, I did have an advertisement for one of our cyberpunk dystopian medicines. TM.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a good segue, my friend. Let's get that going.
Natural, that one.
Do you or a loved one suffer from knowing too much for your own damn good?
Jeffrey Orkstein, he's still alive. He's still doing his thing. It's just not an island, guys. Guys, it's in the middle of town. It's in a...
Shh, calm down, son. Just let me pop this big blue pill, TM registered copyright, down your gullet, and all these conspiracies will be gone in a snap.
It won't. Oh, where am I?
You're in a safe place, my son.
Who are you?
I am your god, Uncle Sam.
Oh, why is my dick hard?
The blue pill also doubles as Viagra.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Now get on that Conan wheel and get back to work, maggot.
Right. My mistake.
Forget it all. Now $199.99.
Side effects may include your cock falling off, your cock doubling in size, your cock halving in length, and your cock doubling in girth.
Also being fun at parties.
Heart attack, stroke, forgetting the rest of the side effects, and double ligma.
Double ligma.
Glazed over eye syndrome, blue skin having,
Simpson looking, yellow skin having, Bob's Burger ass regular skin having, fucking orc lookalike,
stanky leg,
and mesothelioma. Do not take the big blue pill if you're already on the red pill.
No, you gotta take it if you're on the red pill. Take both.
Side effects may include cock explosion disease.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's a good one. Have you made any new sandwiches lately?
New sandwiches. Right now I'm just eating butter on cold bread.
That's a sandwich.
Technically.
Yeah, you got butter, you got bread, you got bread, you got a sandwich right there.
Oh, I've been doing hot dogs every now and then.
That's a sandwich, kind of.
Yeah, technically. I mean,
What's your stance on the hot dog sandwich debacle?
Yeah, it is a sandwich. I understand the bread's connected in the middle. I understand it's a little short for a sandwich, but I think it technically meets enough of the requirements to be called a sandwich.
Right. It has the bread component, and it has the filling component. It's just like, yeah, the bread, like you said, is just, it's in a different orientation, but like it's effectively the same. That's my stance on it as well.
Yeah. If you want to push it though, you know, what if you, would you call ravioli a sandwich?
I would call ravioli a ravioli.
So you draw a hard line.
That is not a sandwich, because you don't, like, you have to eat ravioli with like a fork and a knife.
You can eat it with your hands.
You know?
If, you know, you're not a coward.
Ravioli, ravioli, what's in the pocket only?
That's going to make a fucking mess. It's going to burn your fingies.
No. Just like, throw it in the air and just like, slunk it back, you know?
You schlunk it back.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, no, ravioli is probably closer to, you know what? Gavin, I do know of a certain ravioli that could be classified as a sandwich. Are you familiar with the Uncrustables?
Oh, yeah.
Those are literally a ravioli, but you eat it with your hands. So, yeah, you're kind of, I can kind of see where you're coming from now.
Well, so I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I think it's important that we hold a line, you know? We just put a line in the sand. We just say, you know what? That's not a sandwich.
Like, is sushi a sandwich?
Huh. No, it's not. It's not a sandwich. Sushi is sushi. Sushi's not a sandwich.
Yeah, you eat it with a utensil.
Or with your hands if you're a fucking man, you know?
Or with your fingers, but yeah, but like, I'm trying to further effect of the point.
Right, but you know, you gotta be ready for resistance when you put down any idea.
Uh-huh.
So I'm offering that resistance.
Of course, we're ready for all the haters. Comment on this post. Fucking.
Actually, a Pop-Tart is really a calzone.
Actually, I eat sushi like a churro without chopping it. I just eat it like a fucking stick with fish in the middle.
That is fucking genius. Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Yeah, I would.
Gavin, holy shit, you just invented the a non-fungible food that I can't eat right now because I don't have access to any...
Another one.
Fuck, man, come on.
Every fucking episode with me.
Every episode with this shit.
I wish I had food.
I just got fucking holographic meatloaf out here.
Holographic meatloaf? My favorite!
Food of NFTs. NFTs of food. Is there something we could do with that? All right, hang on. Do we feel another cyberpunk ad coming on?
I had an idea for one, but I forgot what it was.
No shit.
Yeah, I had an idea while we were riffing on it just now. I totally forgot.
I'll give you a second. I'm just thinking about NFTs and food.
Oh, I got a really good idea. Okay.
Shoot.
All right, so it's like Wizards in My City, except it's like one joke.
Okay.
Are you ready? You're going to be Daniel. I'm going to be Azataz, and we're just going to like, I'm going to lead this. You're just going to go, you're just going to follow along. You ready?
Yeah, I think I can. I'm Daniel.
All right.
Daniel, get in here.
Okay.
Get in here. I have something to show you.
What?
Right here, on the kitchen counter.
Is it going to be your balls again?
No, Daniel. Right here on the kitchen counter. Come look.
Okay. I'm looking. What is it?
I turned myself into a pickle, Daniel. Oh, shit. Funniest shit you've ever heard, mate.
He's bullshitting right now. Are you hiding one of the in the cupboards again? Look, I'm gonna make a sandwich with this pickle.
No, Daniel!
I'm gonna just take a bite out of this little pickle right here.
Daniel, I have a face in everything! Look! Oh my god, Daniel, you just ate my legs!
Yeah, good one, Azataz. Oh. Rent's due tomorrow, by the way.
Alright, that was good. I had that one written down. Saved for such an occasion.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to forget that one.
Funniest shit I've ever seen, Daniel.
Very original. Okay, I'm just looking through the little sticky notes that I make when I'm at work. with my ideas written on them.
Uh-huh.
Wizards in My City, Christmas special.
There it is, the pickle.
Okay, done.
We just upload that. Yeah, we upload that as the Christmas special.
Put some fucking thing. Music behind it.
We put some holiday music on it. Yeah.
Okay. Stupid.
Daniel, in your stocking. Look, Santa came, Daniel, look.
Oh, what's in this?
I turned myself into a pickle, Daniel, look. Merry Christmas, all of you.
Stop leaving pickles everywhere.
See you next year. I am a pickle, Daniel.
Crunch.
Oh, Gavin, I was listening back to our last one that we did. I was fucking dying because then it was like we have the Conan Wheel of Pain and then Billy Mays comes in. He's like, but wait, it's the cock and ball torture extension device right now. And then like it cuts out and then like an actual ad started playing. It was like a Geico ad. I was fucking laughing my ass off. I was like, could this be a bit as well? Like, what the fuck? They're talking about Geico now? Who is this woman?
Yeah, that's
like I it's amazing. Fucking
it's clever. It's a little disturbing though. I don't know. I think it's good. You know, we're making that money.
Yeah.
Making that money. I made like 16 cents. So that's pretty decent.
Oh, damn, son. That's pretty decent. It's 16 more cents than 99% of these other clowns are.
That's
doing,
right.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, players. I'm in the top 1% right now.
Hell yeah. We're the 1%.
Hello guys, it's me. I'm back for my first episode. Yeah, so anyway, I was just chilling and I was telling my friend here, Goblin Gavin, about my new Funko Pop collection. What do you have to say about that, Gavin?
Well, actually, so I had this thing where I just wanted to talk about the most mainstream, benign shit you possibly can talk about.
Hold on, let me deep throat my microphone real quick.
Yeah, let me remove the pop filter so you can
really hear my mouth noises. So.
Okay. Okay, that was a pretty cool bit as well.
Much love to all my podcasting brethren out there.
Yes, sir.
One day you'll make it to the same heights as old G-Dog.
Old G-Dog. Fucking dude, your cock's trending on Twitter. Still.
You're goddamn most, right about
that. That was the fucking, I still, like, there's so much gold awesome. In that recording set as well as that. Like, I haven't even looked, I haven't listened to that in fucking months. I have no idea what's in there. Straight up.
Was there more there, or did we just take Ricardo out? Like,
no, we took Ricardo out. There was a whole bunch of other stuff that we did. That was like, we recorded for like a good hour and a half that day.
No shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
We had a bunch of bits in that one. I gotta dig that one up.
Show, man.
If I find any of those, I'll splice them in now.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey there, kids! Billy Mays here to tell you about the hot new toy on the block. We got the Little Susie. It's a sentient robot baby doll that loves to play.
Hi, my name is Susie. Come play with me.
Whoa! It burps. It farts. it shits, and most importantly of all, it's alive!
I love playing jump rope.
So cool! Very lifelike!
We cracked the orc genome and downloaded a whole person into each doll. She never grows older, never gets tired. An immortal soul trapped for all eternity. She'll be ready for playtime for centuries to come. Order right now, and we'll give you the twin double pack, conjoined twin edition, with two heads, two souls, double the fun, for half the price.
Existence is pain. Please kill us.
Yeah, come on down to the local indentured corp toy division to grab your doll today.
Wow, thank you, indentured corp.
Yeah, we did the chips commercial. I was thinking.
You know,
about...
actually, it's fucking real, real sad news. Apparently, I don't know, like the Ritz Tabasco chip, I think they might have discontinued it.
Oh, no.
I guess maybe it wasn't a popular flavor or what, but I fucking, holy shit, they were so good. I haven't seen it in the store shelves in fucking months.
Check the dollar store.
Dollar store, you think?
Yeah, it's really weird. I've went to the dollar store just to like hang out, and I saw so much stuff that I thought was like gone. It just ends up at the Dollar Tree.
I could just like I feel like I could just buy the plain ones and put Tabasco on them. I don't think it would be the same.
Oh, dude! Speaking of Tabasco, I found this awesome life hack. Right. So you go into a Chipotle, right?
Right.
They have this like rack of Tabascos off
I think
to
I know
side.
This life hack as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you just like take one and then walk out of the building?
Hell yeah, that's the life hack. No, what you do is you order a you order to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
You order a meal to go, they give you the brown bag with your food in it, and then you just walk over, you grab your fork, quote, air quotes, and then just also grab a bottle of Tabasco and the mix.
Yeah.
And some napkins on top, and then, yeah. And if you got a bottle of Tabasco now.
If you want to be cool, you can always come back later with the empty bottle and swap it out for a full bottle.
Oh, that's that. I haven't tried that one yet.
Because they refill the bottles.
Oh! Hi, Billy Mays here with the all-new Chipotle way. Are you tired of getting bloodstains in your underwear after eating Chipotle? Well, now you squirt this shit on your underwear and the bloodstains get right out.
Does it have other uses? I need it for other things besides underwear.
Works for all kinds of blood on all kinds of surfaces, my friend.
Does it work on kitchen floors?
Why, yes it does. It works on fabric, it works on porcelain, it works on tile, works on all sorts of surfaces. And for only $14.99 per bottle, you can have all the bottles you need.
Thanks, Billy Mays.
You're quite welcome, sir. Billy Mays away!
I didn't know he could fly.
All right.
Chipotle Way is a South Park bit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But we stole
like the
it.
Spin. I like the spin. I like the spin that we put on it. Okay, so you want to do the metaverse one now?
Yeah, let's go.
Live out all your psychotic power fantasies with the Cyber Reality Duplicator. That's right, you can see things, hear things, experience everything from the eyes and body of your favorite orc celebrity.
Anybody?
Anybody.
I'm going Orc J. Simpson.
Oh boy. Ever wonder what it'd be like to win an athletic contest?
Boom shakalaka! A spectacular dunk!
Yeah, that would be nice.
How about plow a female orc celebrity of your choosing?
Orc J. Simpson?
You could do that, because now you can. And without all the hard work of actually doing it.
This is the perfect for the common man such as myself, because I want to do all these things, but I don't want to do anything. This sounds like perfect product for a guy like me.
Simulate your way to a more fulfilling life. And don't worry, the data collected here is not actually used for blackmail.
Oh, perfect. I wasn't worried about that, but since you said that, I am very much not worried whatsoever, my friend. Thank you for clearing that up.
$14.99.
For the kit or like per minute?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say that.
No further explanation.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that was
good.
What else? What do you want to... I want to do a promo for the shows to put on their things just for like season three. I don't have any ideas.
Okay.
Can you help me brainstorm something for that?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, since it takes place in the Super Arena, we just have Chet Thunderhoof and Adrian just shoot the shit or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. Do you think something else could be better?
Can I suggest something?
Of course.
Ricardo the Rooster is one of the opponents.
That's a good idea. I like that.
And when he dies, he pulls out like a locket, and he looks at the locket, and then there's like a clutch of eggs, and he weeps and like holds the locket to his chest and looks up in the sky as his like soul leaves his body.
It says cock one final time.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like that. I like the fucking orphan idea. I got such a funny thing that came. I've like the backing track and everything ready to go with that.
Wait, what the fuck is the orphan thing again?
You were like, oh, one of the opponents is an orphan in a wheelchair.
What the fuck? I don't remember this. Keep going.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
All right.
Emerging from the East Corridor, weighing in at 46 pounds, not counting the wheelchair, of course, here comes Tommy Poppins, a cockney little malnourished orphan boy who's fighting to keep his orphanage from getting shut down. Isn't that sweet?
I'll give it my best, I will.
I think at one point I sent you and Shane the fucking screenshot of that page when I finished it, like months ago at this point. But holy shit, yeah, that one's gonna be good.
Show.
I'll give it my best, I will.
Oh. Oh no, he ain't gonna live. So it's funny that we're mentioning dead orphans, because my wife and I were like watching a movie, and you know, we were like looking at me like, man, I'm getting tired of like sympathetic villains, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just begging for a return of like just like overtly evil, like shithead for no reason, asshole villains.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking black armor with spikes on it, impaling human skulls. He's got the word evil tattooed on his forehead, and he's cackling. You know what he's doing?
Is he, like, rubbing his hands together?
He's paying off credit card bills to a company he knows is corrupt and takes advantage of young students trying to get into college. And he's paying his credit card bills on purpose, on time, with the highest possible percentage of interest, even though he can afford to pay it off immediately. You know why? Because he wants the company to have more money. And you know whose money he's using to pay this company? Not his own. No. Because he gets all his money from robbing orphans.
How does he make money doing that? Orphans are not particularly rich.
You're right. They only have like pennies a pop.
He's got to rob a whole lot of
orphans.
He
robs a shit ton of orphans. And you know what he does?
His credit card bills.
You know what he's doing?
What is he doing?
He's making more orphans by killing people's parents just so he has more people to rob.
Okay, I see. It's a smash and grab kind of situation. So he turns children into orphans and then robs their houses.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
It's like this unfolding awful, awful creature.
Yeah, and what the fuck is that?
Okay, do you know why he's obsessed with like harming orphans so much?
No.
He, in elementary school, makes a distasteful joke about, like, you know, orphans, you know, being poor and having nothing. And then one of his friends, an orphan, says, "That's not funny, man." And he hasn't gotten over it in 28 years.
And that's why he's evil? That was the one thing in his entire life that he couldn't get over.
That's why he's evil. That's why he picks on orphans in particular.
Are you tired of lugging around all those
heavy gold and silver coins.
So heavy. Oh, fuck. My fingies.
Oh, you poor thing. Have I got the solution for you. Trade in your gold and silver coins for brand new NFTs. And now, view them in real 3D. Check it out. Here's what 10 gold coins gets you.
Wow. It's a fucking little monkey character, except he's got a wizard hat on.
Yeah.
And he's purple. Yeah, this is a real neat little guy. How much is this worth? Can I buy a taco from Taco Bell with this?
Well, it's worth about 10 gold coins. That's what you paid for. And one gold coin is, hang on, let me do some math here. 3,000 orc bucks.
Huh. Orc bucks, you say? All
right. That's about 30K right there. That's a 30K. That's...
Wait.
That monkey is worth 30K. Isn't that cool?
Ah, shit. Yeah, so, like, can I buy something with it?
And you can view it in real 3D. 3D. 3D.
Order now.
Okay, there we go. I feel like that we can... We got a commercial out of that.
Yeah, we did. So I have a trio of advertisements.
Oh, you got some more ideas there.
Yeah, so the idea is they have to be aired in chronological order.
Check it out. The new Cybercar.
Whoa, Cybercar?
So sleek, so sexy, and so fast.
Wow, I need to drive me one of those.
All electric, all computer, operating on a network system so you can avoid traffic without even having to touch your steering wheel. Baby, this car drives for you.
Oh, wow, they thought of everything.
Go ahead, buy it now. Receive a $10 tax credit to Arby's.
I love roast beef. I love not touching the steering wheel or the pedals or anything. I'm in a 3-ton machine that is moving at 69 miles per hour and I don't even have to lift a finger. This is brilliant. This cannot possibly go wrong.
This is perfect. Oh, I love it. I love it.
This is the new 6999 Model B. B is for boner. Because it gives me a boner.
I've got a boner too.
And now you can handle that without touching the wheel. Model B. Cybercar.
I'll use some of this mayo as lube. Yes, perfect.
I think this advertisement's gone on way too long.
Yeah. All right, let's hear that second one.
Okay.
This is Sergeant RoboCop requesting backup. This antiquated, fossil fuel-powered vehicle is not up to standards. The criminals, they have adopted the technology of the future.
We can't keep up. They're just too fast. What should we do, Sergeant RoboCop?
We must upgrade.
Introducing the new Model B networked remote. Now you can turn off your opponent's cyber car with a flick of a button.
Off a cliff.
Don't worry, guys. This is for a good cause. You know, this will help.
I'll never walk again. Oh.
Wow. Thanks, Cyber Network Remote Model B. This message is brought to you by police brutality from the future.
So then the third one was,
I need to replace my failing organs. My bodily fluids, my precious juices have been taken from me. I need
organs, you say? Well, allow me, Mike Lindell, to step into the scene and introduce to you the product of a lifetime, old geezer. Corporate type sitting there on your deathbed. If you need organs, I've got the little button device that'll suit your needs. Hi, Mike Lindell here. We all know Model B disruptor device that sends those, it'll send that Model B brand vehicle straight into a pit next to the hospital, and then we just scoop out the organs and they're ready to go, hot, fresh, and ready, just like an Arby's sandwich.
Yes, quite good. And I could track their social medias to make sure that their organs are indeed compatible. I will have people list their own blood type and tell me whether or not they're Pisces to make sure they're compatible.
I think we found a compatible donor, Mr. Monopoly Man.
Yes, good. Run him into that telephone pole for me.
Will do. Call me Adam Sandler, because I'm clicking this shit. I think our organs have arrived, Mr. Monopoly Man.
Thanks, but you can call me Fark Muckerberg.
Fark Muckerberg.
My name's Bill Gates. I need those organs. I need those organs, Mr. Mike Lindell. I'd pay any price.
You sound like this prostitute I knew once.
Yeah, I got Big Ange's voice box.
Oh, yes. You could just change your voice box to commit crimes and no one would even know it's you. The possibilities.
Yeah, Finn.
Yeah, that's plenty. All right.
Dark shit, man.
That was fucking brilliant, though. Like, where'd you come up with all this shit?
Oh, I was just at work, and my mind wanders when I push the Conan exercise wheel.
Yeah, you just pushing the wheel.
That's what I would do, you know?
I mean, sure, you're working on your quads, your legs, your arms. You know what I don't understand about the Conan wheel? Is how come when Arnold's pushing that thing for 20 years, like he's evenly toned on both sides. That wouldn't happen. Like he would gain muscles on one side and he would just be like muscular, like he would be lopsided. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah.
He's always pushing to the right or to the left. It's not like, it's not a straight line.
No, it's they switch it by the week, you know, for first really? Week you're doing right, and then second week you're doing left.
Ah, okay. You know what? Yeah. I think I got to get a subscription to this thing, because that's crazy. Do you have anything else? You hold on. Let me pull up my handy-dandy fucking notepad here, see what else I've got in store. Hey, Gavin.
Yo.
Do you jizz here often?
Well, that's fucking amazing.
All right, scallywags, fuckbags, and everyone in between. I think we're officially out of ideas, so I think we're gonna call it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us in this wizard's goblin's cave, goblin cave,
goblin booblin. And all you schmooblins as well.
Whoa.
We'll catch you after I'm done being canceled. Bye-bye.
Hey there, I'm Jim.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Dusty.
We're dads who do nerd shit.
I'm Dusty. No, I can't.
I'm Dusty.
I'm Dusty.
I'm Matt. I'm Marge Simpson.
And I'm Bob.
And I'm Homer.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home.
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.